Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. Tonight, Bezat Hashem, we're going to discuss Seifim Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. The shiur is going to be... We're going to discuss many topics. It's not going to be one big... So we're going to dedicate a couple of minutes to each topic. Everything is connected, of course, but if somebody missed one part, you have a chance to recover very soon. There's a lot of details in this sefim. So, Shulchan Aruch and Seif Gimel writes, Krishim lachto leisu, mutar letaltelo, ben lezorch gufo, kedon kornas shel zahavim menapachim lifzo bo et haeguzim, קרדום לחתוך את הדבלה, בין לצורך מקומו, דיינו שצריך להשתמש במקום הכלי, במקום שמונח לו. So this is based on the Gemara in Kuf Kav Dalet. Hopefully all of you saw the Gemara. We have a Mishnah, כל הכלים ניתנים לצורך ושלא לצורך. I'm in the source sheet now. The first source, the Mishnah, כל הכלים ניתנים לצורך ושלא לצורך. So in the Gemara debates what is לצורך and what is שלא לצורך mean. We have מחלוקת רבה and רבה. Rabba hold that letzorech is tzorech gufo, shelo letzorech is tzorech mekomo. And davar shem lachto leisu is allowed only to be metalta letzorech gufo, but not letzorech mekomo. And Rava disagree, and he says that mekomo and gufo is basically the same. Both of them consider tzorech. And based on that, kol hakelim nitalin letzorech is... גופו ומקומו, and לא לצורך is חמל הצל. And the Rambam and all the poskim basically hold like Rava. And you see the Rambam in פרק כ"ה הלכה י"ב, and the Shulchan Aruch that you just read. The Rambam emphasized that any type of כלי, כלי שנחתו לאיסור, בין שהיה של עץ, או של חרס, או של אבנים, או של מתכת, מותר לתלתלו בשבת בין לצורך גופו ובין לצורך מקומו, אבל בשביל עצמו של כלי אסור. If you want to be metaltel kli shemlachto le'isur, in order to protect the kli, that's mechamal atzel, that is asur. That's following the opinion of Rava. Now, the first chakira that we have here in the Rishonim is the Rava Magid. The Rava Magid is medakdek, basically from the Rambam, and you could be medakdek from the Gemara. I'm reading on the bottom of the page, the Rav Magid, שאין לטלטל שום כלי שלא לצורך כלל. Even כלי שמלאכתו להתר seems to be a problem to be מטלטלת when you have no need for it. ואף הרש בזל העלה כן בפרק הירה, שיש להחמיר שלא ליטול כלי ללא צורך. What is the source? וכן בדין, שהרי בגמרא נחלקו אביי ורבה על רבה, ואמרו דאפילו כלי שמלאכתו להתר, אינו מותר בשביל עצמו של כלי, דהיינו מחמל... בשביל עצמו של כלי, דהיינו מחמל הצל. ופרשו שלא לצורך, דמשנתנו לצורך מקומו, ורבה בא להתיר אפילו ללא לצורך. ואם דעת רבה היה להתיר אפילו שלא לצורך כלל, לא היה לו להזכיר מחמל הצל, אלא היה לו לומר שלא לצורך. So the main dikduk that the Rava Magid is doing, he seems to refer to the Rashba. We're going to see that the Rashba in our suga says something different. But the Rashba and the Ran basically medakdek from the fact that when Rava is arguing with Rabba, and he's... Tzorech gufo v'mekomo is tzorech. And what is shelo letzorech? Mechama latzel. And this is mutar b'kli shemlachto leheter. Why didn't he say... שלא לצורך, שלא לצורך כלל. Why did he felt the need to emphasize מחמה לצל? It means, לכאורה, that it needs to be a need. You want to protect the item, you want to protect the tool, so you could move it. Mashma, that if you don't have that חמור need, that's important need, that's not enough. So based on that, it seems like the way that they understood the Gemara is that when Rava is matir mechama latzel, he's basically saying, you know what, the Gezerah of Nechemiah started, they were also all the kelim, even klishim lachto leheter. So Klishim Machto Leder was part of the Gezeira. So when they're starting to remove the Gezeira, they didn't completely remove the Gezeira from even Klishim Machto Leder. Rabbah says, Mechamal Atzel was part of the Heter, but that's it. If you just want to play with it for nothing, it's not enough. So you shouldn't move it. And the Rav HaMagid conclude, וכן הדברים מוכרעים שם לפי דעתי. That's, in my opinion, that's the pshat in the sugya, and that's the way that should be להלכה. And he says, ויש מפרשים מתירים כלי שמלכתו ליתר, אפילו שלא לצרח כלל, ואין להם על מה שיסמוכו. So the run on the reef basically writes the same proof. And he mentioned what I said. He just add one detail that even if you hold, like the Rav HaMagid and him, that Shelo Letzorech Klal is Asur, this is true only for Kelim that were part of the Gzera of Nehemia. That's the discussion, meaning Chazru Ve'etiru Mechamal Atzel, but not more than that. So Shelo Letzorech Klal is Asur. But whatever was never been in the Gzera, like Ochalim Ve'kitve HaKodesh, so I cannot say that it's Asur Shelo Letzorech Klal. So even if you hold, like me, the Rashba, not the Rashba Lemaisa, but the Rav HaMagid and the Ran, it's going to be true only for Kelim, but not for food and Kitvei HaKodesh. The Ran on the Rif hint that he has another source for his Chumra. And he says, יש בזה הוכחה אחרת בגמרא וכתבתיה בחידושי. So look up, basically, if you want to know, look at the Chidushim. So if you look in the Chidushim, the source that the Ran is bringing is from the Gemara. In the beginning of the Perek, the Gemara discuss Kanim v'Maklot. Kanim v'Maklot is in the Bet HaMikdash, when they used to change the Lechem HaPanim, they used to put Kanim between the Lechem HaPanim. And the Gemara said, in the beginning, the Gemara said that the Mishnah that says that you're not allowed to move the kanim to put between the lechem apanim is before Hatarat Kelim Nishnu. That's the Hava Amina in the Gemara. It has to be that it's before the heter, because it's klishim lachto leheter. So why wouldn't you allow to move it? It has to be that it was before Gezerah. And then the Gemara said, who said that? Maybe it's even after the Gezerah. And the reason that it's Asur is because you don't really need them. The reason to put the kanim between the bread is just in order that the bread is not going to spoil. So if this is the problem, in a couple of hours until Motzei Shabbos, nothing going to happen. So don't move it. So the says the Ran, what do you mean? It's klishim lachto leheter. What's the problem? Move it. It's a need. So he said, you see that if you could get along without moving kli, even klishim lachto leheter, it's also. So Lechora seems to be Pshat Gemara and tremendous Chumra based on this Gemara. And that's Lechora, Lemaise, that's how we paskin also. Shelo Letzorech Klal Asur Letaltelo. The truth is that the Rishonim that disagree, you see in the Rashba and the Sugya and the Ra'ah, two major Rishonim, and the two proofs of the Ran, they deal with them, and I'm just going to mention that. Although la halacha, like the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Daled, shelo letzorech klal asur letaltelo. So we hold that, lemaise, we hold like the Ran and the Rav HaMagid. Unfortunately, the Bet Yosef didn't have all the Rishonim that we have these days, so lemaise, that's how we hold. Anyway, I want to emphasize that there is, for the limud part of the sugya, that there is an answer for the two proofs that the Ran is bringing. The first proof of the Ran was from the Lashon of Rava. Rava said, Mechamal Atzel. Why did he say Mechamal Atzel? He could have said, Shelo Letzorech. So if you look in the Miyuchas Laran, not the Ran himself, Miyuchas Laran on Shabbat is not the Ran himself. He explained, when he said Mechamal Atzel, he said, what is the Pshat Mechamal Atzel? Mechamal Atzel meaning, not for a need. That's not a need. When you take care of Muktzeh, that's not a need for Shabbos. So Mechamal Atzel, by definition, Tiltul Bichdi. And he repeat himself at the end, in Kuf Kafei, he said Meforash, in the name of the Ra'ah, ועד ישרן הכלי שמלאכתו ליתר מחמה לצל, הוא עדין אפילו בקדי. אלא דאור חדמיל תנקת. It's just the Gemara looked for a reason. Normally you would move a tool because you have a reason. So I'm giving you an example, but it's not that this is the definition of tiltul. And he brings a source from the Gemara Lekaman that when the Rabbanim wanted to move something that wasn't really mukzeh, they put on top of it kikar or something that to make sure that people wouldn't think that they're metaltel mukzeh. But he said, if it's not mukzeh, so when you take a kikar and you put on top of it, you move the other. He said, manach sakina bar yonah. He used to take a knife and put it on a raw chicken to move the raw chicken. The chicken, raw chicken is fine. Only raw red meat is not. So if moving the raw meat is not an issue, so why would it be mutar to move the knife and put on top? Knife is klishim lachto leheter, and you're moving it for no reason. So al kochach that moving a klishim lachto leheter for no reason is mutar. You can argue and says that this is the need or whatever. And the second source that the second like problem that the Ran mentioned and the Rashba deal with. And we're going to see, the reason I'm mentioning that, because it's going to have nafkamina for another topic that we're going to discuss soon. What did we say? We said that the Ran brought proof from the fact that the Gemara discussed between the Havamina and the Maskana on Kanim. Kanim that we put, Kanim and Maklot. Maklot is Hafshatat Pesach. Maybe I'm going to explain it more soon, but Kanim v'maklot are klishim lachtol heter, and in the Hava Amina the Gemara said it's before Hatarat Kelim. It was the generation before the heter. And then the Gemara said maybe it's even after the heter, but the reason it's still Asur, because why would you do that? You can do fine without it. So why would you move it? So says the Rashba, the Girsa in my Gemara is that the person who said the Terutz in the Gemara is Rabba. Rabba holds that klishim lachtol heter is muta only lezorach gufo mekomo, but not mechama latzel. So for Rabba, it's good because he's so machmir. He said that even klishim lachtol heter, you can move it only lezor gufom komo, but not mechama latzel. So if you don't have a need, don't do it. But for us that we hold like Rava, in a chinami that we don't hold like this Gemara, like the conclusion of the Gemara. So this whole Gemara, that's why maybe the Ran didn't write it on the Rif, because he knew that this source is not such a strong source. So lemaise, we hold like the Rava Magid and the Ran, that tiltul shelo letzorech klal is asur. But again, it's a machloket rishonim, and there are a couple of leniency. You can see, you saw probably in the dirshu that somebody asked the Chazonish if he just shake a fork, it helps him like concentrate. So this is not considered shelo letzorech. So there is room to be makel with when you spidget the fidget spinner. It's not a real need, but it is if it helps you concentrate or whatever. So if you have another tzerufim, you can be mitzar of this opinion. Now,
wouldn't the fork be better anyway, according to what the Ran...
Right, you're right that it might be like the couple of tools, so fork is not a good example. What he just mentioned is that kelim, kosot, v'kearot might be not in the gezerah to begin with, and then it's like ochalim. Fine. Good. Now, the next topic is tiltul klishem lachto.
The guys who want to carry their sefer around, they're not really going to use it, but they just want to look for them.
But the sfarim is not part of the gezerah also.
That's what I'm saying. It's
hirhurim mutarim ul shadech habanot. Even Yisro de Rabbanon is muttered. Now the next topic is Tiltul Klishim Lachto Leisu Letzorach Gufo Mekomo O Beshachach. When you're doing a Tiltul of Klishim Lachto Leisu, can you put it wherever you want? And what about Shochach? You didn't pick it up Beheter, you just like forgot that it's Shabbos and it's in your hand. Can you put it wherever you want, or you need to drop it at the second that you remember? So this topic is in the Rishonim, Tosfot in Betza is the source, one of the sources. The main source in the Gemara that when you picked a kli beheter, and you used it. You took a hammer and you broke the nuts. Now you could put it back wherever you want. What is the source for that? So Tosfot in Betzah, it's in Shabbat also, in Memvav, but we have the machloket if kli nital and kli nital ela tzoch davar anital. The opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak is that you're not allowed to move kli unless you planning to use the kli for melechet heter. But if you're taking a kli in order to cover mukze, it's also. We don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak la'alacha. But lemaise, when the Gemara asks the question on Rabbi Yitzchak, the Gemara says, kofin et asa lifnei evrochim. You could take a basket in order to turn it upside down, and the chicks gonna jump on it and move to the other side. How could you move the basket in order to let the evrochim jump on it? Lichora, you taking a basket for davar she'eino nital. So the Gemara answers, you know what? Rabbi Yitzchak is going to tell you that you took the basket, letzorech gufo, you needed to do something with the basket. And after you did what you did with the basket, then you put it down, upside down, for the chicks. So you see that although you're not allowed to carry or to move basket for the purpose of the efrochim, if you picked it up for a valid need, like tzorech gufo mekomo, then you could move it to a different place and put it in front of the efrochim. So the Tosfot says, based on that, for us, that we allow to move kli shemlachto le'isur letzorech gufo mekomo, since you picked it up beheter, you can now move it and put it back wherever you want. The Ran in Betzah also write the same thing, the Rabba Magid. The Magen Avraham is the one who is mechadesh on top of it another chidush. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Zayin writes, you see it in page number 4, towards the bottom, במגן אברהם סיף קטן זין, כתב, ולהניחו באיזה מקום, דכיוון שהוא בידו, רשאי לטלטלו יותר, ונראה לי, דאפילו שכח ונטלה בידו, רשאי לטלטלו יותר. So the מגן אברהם is מחדש, I think, נראה לי, that even in a case that you didn't do it בהתר, you picked up the pen by mistake, and you... He said, oops, it's Shabbos, so now you don't need to drop it. Since it's in your hand already, you could put it wherever you want. And what is the source that he brings? He brings a source from even a more difficult case. The Sugen, the Shulchan Aruch in Resh Samech Vav, Seif Yud Bet, it's basically the Gemara there. The Gemara writes, if a person, Shabbat, it's Shkia now. He just came back from work. It's Shkia, and he remembered that he have coins in his pocket. Does he need to shake the coins immediately, or he could go to a side, to wherever he wants to shake the pence, and then he shake the pence? So the Gemara said you could go and shake it somewhere safe. You don't need to shake them out wherever you remember. So says the Magen Avraham, you see that even in a case that you didn't pick it up, basically beheter, you were not allowed to, you shouldn't have done it, but since it's already up, it's picked up, it's not on the floor, so you could finish the tiltul and put it wherever you want, and after you put it wherever you want, then you can't move it. The Gra on the spot disagree, and he's mechalek. That's page number 5 on top. The Gra said, "Aval li nireh de sham atchalat atiltulu beheter, ve kol atiltulu beheter. Mashen kan kan shebeisuru, umi sheachal shum verechon odef vechule." Says the Gra, "I disagree with the Magen Avraham. The case that it's mutter." It's only the case that the Tosfot will discuss in Klishim Machto Leisu. When you did the Tiltul Beheter, you were picking the Mukze for the purpose of Gufo Mekomo. So it's valid, it's fine. Now, since the Tiltul is fine, you could put it wherever you want. In the case that you talk about, that you're talking about, the picking it up was Beisu. So in this case, you should drop it off. If you just read this Gra, it seems like the main argument that the Gra has with the Magen Avraham is if you did the beginning of the Tiltul Beheter or Beisur. But this is not enough because the two sugyot that he's discussing is the sugya of Shofar and the sugya of Sakin Shel Milah. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but the Gra also said that by Sakin Shel Milah, hypothetically, you should drop it off after you finish. And by Sakin Shel Milah, you picked it up Beheter. So why would you say by Sakin Shel Milah to drop it after you did the Brit Milah? Lemaisa, the Gra agree that by Sakin Shel Milah, although you should have dropped it, he would let you continue, move it, and put it in a safe place. If you're not going to allow people to put their knife in a safe place, they're not going to come to the Mohalim, are not going to come to the Bris. You're going to say, I'm not going to lose my knife. They didn't have a disposable knife these days. But Lemaisa is Matir, but he argued with the Magen Avraham there. So if you look in the Gra, in Resh Samech Vav, in Yoredea, it's funny that it's Resh Samech Vav in Ilchot Shabbat, and it's Resh Samech Vav in Yoredea. So if you look in the Gra, in Resh Samech Vav in Yoredea, the Gra there explain more, and we mentioned this Gra in the past few. The Gra in that spot, on the Ilchot Milah, he said that the reason that he's machmir by Sakin Shel Milah, Sakin Shel Milah is Mukzeh Mechamat Chesron Kis. And according to the Gra, it has a din of Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo. Now, let's scratch our head and remember what we just said in the past shiur. There is a main difference, at least according to the Gra, between the two gzerot of Klishe Mechamat Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo and Klishe Mechtoli. So Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo is Isur Chefza, is Mukzeh by itself. So if you have a heter to be metalted because of the mitzvah of Milah, when the mitzvah is not exist anymore, it becomes Mukzeh, it goes back to be what it is. Like kilayim betzitzit. You have a mitzvah. When you don't have a mitzvah, you're not allowed to do kilayim betzitzit. So at night, if you don't have a mitzvah, don't wear it. If it's yom balayla, maybe you have a reason. But I'm saying, if it's a dachui, it's a dchuya, so when the dchia goes away, so it's becoming isur. But klishim lachto le'isur, it's not a chefza shel isura. It's not mukzeh by itself. It's just isur tiltul. So when you did the tiltul beheter, there was no isur to begin with. Part of the gezera of klishim lachto le'isur that if you need it for a tzor gufo, you could use it like human beings. So human beings take the hammer, they break the knots, and they put it back because you did the whole tiltul. That's the way that Chazal established the gezera. So according to the Gra, you basically need two things. You need two requirements. You need the tiltul beheter, that the beginning was beheter, and it needs to be klishim lachto le'isur. It needs to be one of the mukzeh that is just gezera tiltul, not chefza shel isura. That's the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Gimel bring the Gra. He doesn't explain the Gra all the way to the end, but he brings the Gra and he seems like to hold like the Gra Lemaise. So Lemaise, it seems like we should be machmir for Ma'ot, like Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo, and we can be maker for Klishim Lachto Le'isur. And even for ma'ot, even if you're machmir for ma'ot, you can still move it with your legs, tiltul begufo. So even if you're going to throw it immediately, you could still move it with your leg and put it in a safe place. That's regarding continuing moving the klishim lachto le'isur. The Mishnah Berurah have a Lechora, tremendous chumra here. I'm going to the next topic now. Sif Katan Yud Bet in the Mishnah Berurah. If you read the Mishnah Berurah writes, when we say that you're allowed to move klishim lachto le'isur letzorech gufo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, umayri she'en lo kli heter letashmish ze. We're talking only when you don't have a kli heter letashmish ze. Dilavach yano lishtamesh bekli ze. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if you have a hammer in your house and you have a nutcracker, that's how you cracker? Yeah. You're not allowed to use a hammer. So where did he get it from? So if you look in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings the Gemara that we just mentioned in Kuf Kavdalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara of Kanim VeMaklot. said, Kanim v'maklot, what do you see in the Gemara there? The Gemara said, you know what? Kanim, even after the heter, after chazru v'etir, why is it asur? Because why would you move the maklot? You could do it without the maklot. So says the Mishnah Berurah, so too by kli shemachto le'isur. It's even more chamur than kli shemachto le'heter. So, first of all, how far does the Mishnah Berurah go with his chumrah? So Rav Moshe Feinstein, there is a sefer called Tiltulei Shabbat, and he has, like, at the end of the sefer, tshuvos from Rav Moshe, and, like, so he asked him, how much tircha should I put in order not to be moving kli shemachto le'isur l'tzor gufo? So he said, the Mishnah Berurah didn't really mean that you need to go to your neighbor to borrow keli. If you don't have in the house, you can use. Although, hypothetically, you can find a nutcracker by your neighbor. If you don't have it in your house, the Mishnah Berurah would say yes. Now, I have to say that Bashkafa Rishona, it looks to be a big chumrah. And the truth is that I'm not the only one who disagree with that. I found a couple of achronim, and the first one I found was Bet Ishai. Bet Ishai is Rabbi Shlomo Fischer. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to learn from him a lot. There are two arguments with the proof of the Mishnah Berurah. The first argument is the argument that I just mentioned when we mentioned the proof of Tiltul Shelo Letzorech Klal, like the Rashba was disagreeing with the proof of the Ran, that the whole Gemara there, if the Girsa is Rabba, so the whole proof is not for us. It's not going to help anyone because it's true only for Rabba that is Machmir. So that's the first Heara. The second Heara is, even if you hold that the Girsa is Rava, it seems like the Gemara basically saying that in Pesach there, you're not allowed to use the maklot. The way that they used to do, two people used to take one pole, put it on top of their shoulders, and you hang the Pesach and you peel the skin. So that's what they used to do when Erev Pesach is in weekdays. But if Erev Pesach is b'Shabbat, you're not allowed to use the maklot. Why? Because you can put your hands on the other. Now, this is a big tircha. And memay nafshach, if you learn from this sugya, even when you need to do a big tircha to prevent yourself from using it, you should. Unlike the Igros Moshe. So memay nafshach, if you hold like the proof of the Mishnah Berurah, you should be saying that you should do even a tircha to prevent it. So the main point that it has to be, and the Bet Ishai and the Badei Shulchan says that what the Gemara is basically saying, that when you don't need a kli, when you don't need any vessel to do the melacha, then it's considered tiltul shelo letzorech. Because why would you use a tool when you don't need a tool? But to break nuts, assuming you need a tool for that, so then it's considered a need. What Rava says, letzorech gufo v'mekomo, is tzorech, is basically equal to using kli shemlachto leheter, because it's tzorech. So it's tzorech, it's considered tiltul letzorech. So mali kli shemlachto leisur, mali kli shemlachto leheter. It's considered tzorech, so it's not part of the gezerah. The Gemara just basically saying, if you don't need a kli at all, then you shouldn't use a kli. But if you need a kli, then you should use whatever kli you want. The Shmirat Shabbat also says that, who said that, we're not paskin alacha l'Rav Elazar, and this bride on l'Rav Elazar. So, lemaise, it's a chumrah. They're not the only one who argue with the Mishnah Berurah. It's a chumrah. המחמיר תבוא על הברכה, but it's not like a... If you see somebody who takes a hammer and break nuts, you shouldn't be moich, okay? The next topic is הערמה בטלטול. Are you allowed to do tricks to help yourself get rid of a mukta that bothers you? So,
better example besides hammer of the nuts. That's the example that keeps on being that keeps on going on and on, but it doesn't happen so often. You use like a scissors to cut the chicken bag in the soup or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's the same thing, no?
Right.
You're not using chicken scissors. How
else? Use regular scissors. Yeah.
use a knife.
Yeah, but the scissors are really better.
Maybe you don't want to use a knife, you want to use a scissor. So same idea.
Yeah.
It might be that also it's safer to use the scissors, because the knife you can like. So it might
therefore
be
it's even more okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So does that violate that? As far as that, it's only if you can do it with the cleavage mutter as effectively, or.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be enough kamina that you could use scissors, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, although
you
shouldn't, unless you're going to say that it's safer, and then even the Mishnah Berurah is going to be moida because it's a need. It's like. Don't go to the neighbor, don't be matriach too much. So don't put yourself in a little bit of sakana because of this. Okay, ha'arama betiltul. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Chet opened the gate for the ha'arama in Tiltul Mukze, and he brings that in the name of the Yerushalmi. And he says, כשמחשב עליו לתשמיש, מותר לטלטלו, אפילו עיקר כוונתו מחמה לצל. You forgot your phone outside, and it's sunny day, and you want to bring it in, but it's מחמה לצל. It's a כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור. Assuming it's כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור, and you're not מקפיד on it, you're not חסר עם כיס. But assuming it's כלי שמלאכתו לאיסור, now you want to protect it, and it's also to protect it, because it's מחמה לצל. So you could take the phone, and said, I need the stander now, and you're going to put it under to raise your safer. So you're using it, let's say, gufo o mekomo, and you take it in. You take it inside, you put the safer under, so you're using it, let's say, gufo o mekomo, but your main kavana is mechama latzel, and that is fine, says the Magen Avraham. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that not only when you want to do mechama latzel, he says, "Tzorech mekomo." The phone is on the table, and you really need the table. It bothers you that it's on the table, so you could do the same trick in order to get rid of where it is. He says, "Oshe mechashel yishtamesh ezet tashmish b'makom ze shakli munach mutar letaltelo." So you pretend that you need the space, and you move it mechama latzel. So if it's outside and you pretend that you want to learn there and it bothers you there, so you put your cup of tea there and you move it in because it bothers you where it is outside. So although you're pretending that you need mekomo, that's fine. As long as you pretending that you need mekomo and you make kavana is mechama latzel, it's fine. Now the next topic is what the Gemara writes at the end of Seif Gimel. The Gemara discuss Negi'a b'mukze, touching mukze.
Just the parallel between that topic and the topic we just went through is striking, because you're playing a trick, and really you could have avoided having to use a kli shemalach talitzer tzarku for makomo. Same way you just said before, that the Mishnah Berurah says that if you can avoid,
you're saying that it seems like these poskim basically disagree with the Mishnah Berurah.
Yes, yeah.
Unless you're going to find they're going to say that you're going to find.
I don't really need this hammer.
You're
going to
find.
I can go over there and get a nutcracker. So I want to use the hammer anyway because I want to use a hammer.
Same thing.
I don't need to use this.
No, that's all. Come on. You can pretend like you need that space.
Yeah, but you're pretending. You don't really need it. You don't need
but the Tzorach Gufo, you're right. I mean, the Magen Avraham writes Tzorach Gufo.
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Berurah would need to make up Ukimta that you should make up a Tzorach Gufo that you could use only this item. But it's a big dochak, and I agree with you. For me, the whole concept of the Mishnah Berurah is a very...
Mishnah Berurah made it sound like it's only b'diavad.
Right, so I'm saying,
how could you make up
a 100%. So I would make that like another proof against it seems like the Magen Avraham, and it seems like the
Beit Yishai.
And it's a proof for... The Yerushalmi is another proof against the Mishnah... It's a Yerushalmi, l'chora. It's Yerushalmi. It's the Magen Avraham just bring Yerushalmi. It's not his own.
Yerushalmi is the proof against the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah. He's going to be nidchak. He's going to say you could do a Rama when you need to find like a tricky thing that.
Some people disagree with
Rama. With?
People disagree with Rama. No one's ever going to
be so bad. it's Yerushalmi. It's very hard to disagree with Yerushalmi. The Magen Avraham also read that it's Lechora Mashma in the Gemara in Kuf Kav Daled Amud Bet. I don't want to go into the detail now. It's going to take time. You could look it up after. So, now, Din Negiya Bemukze. Another big machleket in the poskim. The Gemara writes at the end of Siv Gimel, the issue of Mukze is just tiltul, moving the Mukze. But touching Mukze is not issur. If you have a rock and you want to sit on it, as long as you're not moving it, that's fine. The issur is just moving. Touching is not a problem. And he says, based on that, lachen mutar ligo b'menorah shev bet hakneset sha'anerot dolkot alav o betanur shedolek boesh. Lachen mutar likach davar eter amunach al davar mukze. Now, in Siman Shin Yud, Seif Vav, page number 7, כל דבר שאסור לטלטלו, אסור ליתן תחתיו כלי כדי שיפול לתוכו, מפני שאוסר הכלי בטלטול, ונמצא מבטל כלי מהכנו, אבל מותר לקפות עליו כלי, ובלבד שלא ייגע בו. So, you're not allowed to take a cup and put it under the chicken, so she's going to leave the egg in the cup, because the cup going to be, אסור בטלטול now, it's going to be מבטל כלי מהכנו. But if the chicken lit the egg on the floor and you just want to take a cup and cover the egg, that is fine. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, uvilvad shelo igabo. So where does this issur come from? The issur negi'ah. Where does this issur come from? So, Bet Yosef, you read it in the Bet Yosef in the name of the Rav Magid and Trumat Adeshen. Machloket Rav Magid and Trumat Adeshen. The issue of not to touch the egg is based on the Yerushalmi. וכתב עליו הרב המגיד, הרב המגיד write it on the השגות, on the ריבד, ולא ידעתי טעם, וכי המוקצה והנולד אסור לגע בהם, כל שאינו מנענען, ודאי לא. So, I don't know any issue to touch the מוקצה. Where did you bring this? So he says, ואפשר שמה ינענע הביצה על ידי הכלי. Rabbi Magid says, you know what? Egg is something like very round, it's a circle, so it makes sense that if you're going to touch it, it's going to move. So it's a recommendation not to touch because it's probably going to move. But if it's something that's not going to move, then there is no issue to touch. Come the Trumat Adeshen and says a big chiddush. Says the Trumat Adeshen, no, it's dochak. He make his own chiluk. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is, אלא נראה לחלק דעתם כיוון דהנחת הכלי על הביצה לצורך הביצה דה ודבר המוקצה ולכך אסור לגע בו אבל כשהנחה והתשמיש אינו אלא לצורך דבר שאינו מוקצה כי נגע על ידי הנחה במוקצה שרי says the Trumat Adeshen no the חילוק is different. There is two type of tiltulim. When I sit on the rock, the reason I am touching the muktzeh is because I want to sit, so I'm touching the muktzeh for myself. When I take a cup and I want to put it on top of the egg, I want to protect the egg. So when the tiltul is for the purpose of protecting the mukze, then you're not allowed to touch. And the truth is that he's not making up this chiluk. We see that concept for tiltul min atzad. We're going to see that Bezrat Hashem in the future. If you have coins on a pillow, you're allowed to shake the pillow and make the coins fall on the floor, but you're not allowed to take a pillow with the pillow with the coins and move it to another pillow and then move it to another pillow until you get the coins wherever you want. You're allowed to do tiltul min atzad lezorech davar amutar, to use the pillow, but you're not allowed to do tiltul min atzad for protecting the coins. So you see the same concept of lezorech davar amutar, lezorech davar asur. We don't see it for negiyah. The Trumat Adeshen is making the connection, and he made up his own pshat. So the Magen Avraham and Shin Yud bring that, and the Gra disagree with Trumat Adeshen. He says, I'm going to bring you a proof that it's not true what you said. The chiluk that you were trying to make for Negi'ah is not true. And what is the source for that? Says the Gra, look in the source that you bring in Shin Yud Alef, Seif Zayin, look in Seif HaKodem, it's a Mishnah in Shabbat Kuf Nun Alef, you're allowed to smear oil on a dead body. But you should be careful not to move the organs. That's the Mishnah. Now, when you when you're smearing oil on a dead body, you're doing it for the met. And the only restriction is not to move organ, but you're allowed to touch the met. So you see that although you're doing the negi'ah for the purpose of the dead body, you could do that. So you're allowed to touch the dead body as long as you don't move it. So it's basically disproving what the Terumat HaDesh said. I have to say that it seems like the Terumat HaDesh understood that maybe the sikha was for the purpose that the met is not going to be masriach, so it's for the purpose of the live people. It has to be something, I don't know. But the Magen Avraham disagree, the Gra disagree with the Rav HaMagid, with the Terumat HaDesh. And the Maskana of the Mishnah Brura by us and Lekaman is like the Gra. So Lemaise, we do not differentiate like the Terumat HaDesh between Letzorch Davar HaMutar, Letzorch Davar HaAsur. We just hold like the Rav HaMagid that when you cover an egg and there is a chashash that it's going to move, don't touch. But if there is no chashash that it's going to move, you could touch the mukze. It's going to be enough kamina. I don't know so much the reality, but someone told me, if you cover a car, you want to cover the car with a cover. So according to the Terumat HaDesh, you're covering the car for the purpose of the car, so you're not allowed to touch the car. But according to the Rav HaMagid, if it's hypothetically can be done without moving the car, I don't know if what is moving means, if it's going to a little bit... probably not going to move, so it's going to be mutter. Because you're just touching, you're not moving.
I was at somebody's house once, and they have a barbecue outside.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the barbecue gets ruined when it's too sunny or something, so they cover the barbecue.
Exactly, mamash. So it's a good nafkamina. So lemaisa we could, because we hold like the Rav HaMagid.
So we're not going to move it.
It's a permanent... It's a built-in one that doesn't move. So yeah. If it's one that's like very slimsy that it's going to move while you're covering it, then...
Yeah. We don't usually cover cars, but they cover barbecues.
In Israel, they cover something. It's a sunny... Yeah.
What was the chalak again on the
Terumat HaDesh? Terumat HaDesh is mechalek when the cover is being done for the muktzah, then you're not allowed to touch. Like an egg. You want to cover it for the purpose of protecting the egg, you shouldn't touch. If you sit on the rock because you want to see it, so it's serving you. You're not serving the rock. And the Gra disagree with that, and Lemaisa we hold like the Gra. So we could cover mukta even for the protecting the mukta as long as we're not moving it.
I would think also, by the way, it's not maybe not on topic, but if you sit on a rock, the rock is a bench. The rock becomes a bench.
You cannot be miyachad rock on Shabbos. We're going to discuss that. You cannot be miyachad avanim b'Shabbat. You need to be miyachad them erev Shabbat. And after you miyachad them, you made them a kli, then you can even move them because they become kli.
I would think a little rock, but a big giant rock is already a bench.
You know, nobody made rocks. If you want to move it now, you could. It's a bench.
You see all over the place, these huge rocks. They're meant to be benches.
If many people sit on them on a daily basis, that's basically considered like some sort of yichud. Yeah. We're going to discuss that. But if you just decide in the middle of Shabbat to go somewhere and sit on a rock that nobody sat before, and you decided today, you cannot be miyached on Shabbat itself. Now the last topic for today, I will try to make it quick because we went beyond our time, but it's a very interesting topic.
It never happens, by the way.
Never. Everyone come on time also, that's... So, Tiltul Kli Shemelachto Leisur Al Yedei Kikar O Tinok. So, we know the concept of Taltul, we didn't learn it at the Beyun yet, but the Gemara in Shabbat tells us, Lo yitiru kikar vetinok ela lemet bilvad. So if you have a dead body and you want to move it, so you could take a piece of bread or take a baby and put on top of it, and then you can move the dead body because of the heter on top of it. So this is a special kula that we have for a dead body because of Kvod HaMet. But this is the only heter. We can't use that for other type of mukti. You can't like take a bread and put it on top of a rock and move the rock because of the bread. But what about Kli Shemelachto Leisur? Could you do this type of heter for Kli Shemelachto Leisur? So says the Rosh, you saw that in the Bet Yosef, that the Rosh says in Karkov Bet Sifchet, אבל יש לו יותר אפילו מחמה לצל על ידי כיכר ותינוק. And he says, what the Gemara said, לא יתירו כיכר ותינוק, אלא למת בלבד, the Gemara discussed, מוקצה מחמת גופו. מוקצה מחמת גופו, you never have a heter of כיכר ותינוק, unless it's met. But, כלי שמחתו לאיסור, it's not such a big issue to begin with, so you could use כיכר ותינוק. And he explained, based on that, the Gemara that we had in Kuf Kav Gimel, Kuf Kav Dalet, the Gemara said, Meducha sheyesh bashum, if you have a grinder that you have actually ground shum in it, minched, what do you call it? Minched, smushed garlic, you could move the Meducha, even lichora mechama latzel, because of the garlic inside. So although it's klishe mechto leisu, you could now use it like a klishe mechto leheter. And he says, it's based on this pshat. It's like ikar utinok. The garlic inside, it's like ikar utinok. At the end of his the paragraph, he said, "V'yesh mi shemetaretz meducha enutar madeshar letaltela mipnei shemeducha lashum kekederal atavshil." The reason that it's mutar is not because kikar vetinok, is because that's the purpose of the meducha. The meducha has been done to grind stuff, and part of the grinding is that after you grind stuff, you leave it there. You have a kedera with food. Kedera is kli shemachto leisu. You cook in it. Now you have a soup in the kedera. Could you move it mechama latzel? Meducha sheyesh bashum mutar letaltela. So too, kdera sheyesh batavshil, when it serves the purpose of it, it's part of the heter. We're going to explain it a little bit more. But it's not because kikar o tinok. It's a different heter. We need to dig a little bit. What? What? That exactly the question is. What happened because of that? Does he mean that because there was food in it, be'erav Shabbat ben Hashmashot, it takes away the whole definition of klishim lachtol isur and it becomes klishim lachtol leheter? And then even if you pour out the food, since ben Hashmashot there was food in it, it's not going to be klishim lachtol isur? Or he seems to say that part of the shimush of klishim lachtol isur is to use it until you consume what's inside. So when it's doing what it's been done for, you can't call it klishim lachtol isur while it's serving his purpose. So whenever there is shum there, you could move it to serve the shum. But when the shum is not there anymore, when the garlic is not there, it goes back to be klishim lachtol isur. So to make a long story short, if you look in the Ramban and the Chidush Aran on the Sugya, they seem to go leshitatam, like we just mentioned in the previous shiur, that klishim machtol isur, there is no isur mukze. It's not mamash mukze, it's isur tiltul. So Chazal were osur tiltul only when it's mamash klishim machtol isur. But if it serves melechet heter when Shabbat comes, we can tell you not to be metaltelet because it serves the purpose of it. So it's not, it might be that we're not saying migodit katzai beben hashmashot for klishim machtol isur. It's just the idea that it has shum now and it serves the purpose that it should do. It's part of the melachto leisur is also to use it after you cook the food in it to serve it. So while it has the food in it, it's very hard to consider that klishim achto leisur because it's doing what it should be done, and that's the way that you normally use it. So it's very hard to define it like now klishim achto leisur, but when you consume all the food, it goes back to be klishim achto leisur. The Bet Yosef didn't have all of this. Lemaise, he quotes in Seif Hey the Rosh. Yesh matirim letaltel kli shemachto leisur afilu mechama latzel al yedei kikar o tinok. He seems to hold lemaise that you could even put in a kli shemachto leisur something that has nothing to do with the kli. You want to move your telephone, you want to move Caesar, you put a kikar on top of it, has nothing to do with each other. You could do that. Again, another proof against the Mishnah Berurah, but you could use the Rosh, klishim lachto leisur, you put on top of a kikar o tinok, has nothing to do with each other, and he's matiret. He disagreed with the other Rishonim. Unfortunately, he didn't bring the other Rishonim. I don't know if he didn't have all of them. I saw also the Rav Avadia in Yabi Omer is like, what are we going to do now? Because he's makel against the majority of Rishonim, and if he saw them, maybe he would have changed his mind. He said, no, we're passing like the Shulchan Aruch, no matter what, even against like Although many times we said that if the Shulchan Aruch would have seen other Rishonim, Lemaisa the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, because he says that Arbe Marishonim cholkim al zeh, so he basically saw the Rishonim that argue, and he says, Lechatchila, a person shouldn't use kikar v'tinok for klishim lachto le'isu. So don't do it lechatchila. Don't use something that has nothing to do with the klishim lachto le'isu. But everyone agree that when you have a pot full of soup or full of chulant, while it has the chulant in it, you could move it mechamal atzel, you could do whatever you want. After you consume the food, then it goes back to be klishim lachto le'isu. Seems to be that way from the Rishonim, although I have a dikdukim that maybe some Rishonim would say that it's going to be klishim lachto le'heter for the whole Shabbos because of migodit katzai. But this is like a fancy chiluk. Lemaise, the Mishnah Berurah says, we could be makel when the food is inside to treat it like klishim lachto le'heter while the food is inside. But after that, when you consume all the food, it's klishim lachto le'isu. So even if you finish the chulant on the table, you could move it letzorach mekomo if you want to serve a dessert. So that's enough of mekomo. A big dessert, you should need the mekom, and like you can clean it because of mekomo. But this is basically summarizing the opinion about kikar v'tinok. Should have a good Shabbos. It's a good chulan.